You got to do the passive aggressive thing where you start posting pieces of paper, like flyers, on the wall next to the elevator or
Dude,
something.
Dude, I already did that for the garbage, the pigs that leave the garbage on the floor. I wrote a note, two notes. You pigs on this floor that leave your garbage on the floor and don't put it in the chute, stop it. This is ridiculous. Our buddy lives down on the Queens Quay, I think. He probably knows about this stuff.
Joining us on the Maple Toyota Hotline, 2 hours away from a baseball game, so we better not waste his time. Blue Jays pitching coach Pete Walker is here. Pete, your condo, is it loud or do you live in peace?
I live in peace. It's quiet. It's quiet there, and there's definitely no garbage outside the doors or in the hallway or by the chute, so everybody puts their garbage in the chute.
Yeah, like, can you imagine, Pete, like, going into the area and people just say, they throw it on the floor and say, somebody else pick it up. I want to do a sting operation.
I'm sure they have surveillance cameras.
That's the other thing, too. You start walking down the hall, some of those condos, and on the first floor, you can smell garbage on the first floor. That is like a red flag.
That's not where I live.
A red flag. A red flag if I'm ever going to move in that building. Pete, you're here on a day where another one of your starting pitchers goes on the disabled list, Jaime Garcia. When it rains, it pours, man. I mean, how frustrating is this just generally, given the underperformance of the rotation so far, and now the injuries are starting to rack up?
Yeah, it's obviously frustrating, but you know what? It's a long year. I've been doing this for 27 years, and obviously with the Blue Jays for a little bit. So it's been a tough start for the rotation. The bullpen obviously has picked up the slack. We got some guys at the front office picked up who've been tremendous. Has really helped to get to this point. We're still 500. We think our best baseball is definitely ahead of us from a pitching standpoint. J-Hap certainly is throwing the ball well, and hopefully Estrada tonight can get that going as well. There's been some holes in that rotation, certainly a couple of injuries, but you know we're going to find a way to get through it, and that's baseball. It doesn't always come easy, that's for sure. And right now it's a difficult time, but it's something that we got to continue to work towards, and obviously stay positive, and as pitchers find a way to get it done, and that's what we have to do at this point.
What do you believe about the Garcia injury? Is this a 10-day deal, or could it linger?
Yeah. No, I think it's going to be short. There's some inflammation he's been battling. He's a veteran. He's been around a long time, obviously, and had a nice track record. Some good years in St. Louis for sure. So, we're expecting him to get back hopefully quick. Maybe this little break helps him get over that hump. When you're fighting through something, you're having a tough time commanding the ball like you want to and finish pitches, it's difficult out there. So, hopefully this mini break here, gets him a chance to knock that inflammation out. And, I think he'll be back quickly. Hopefully it's just one start, and hopefully it gets him over the hump to get him rolling to pitch up to his capabilities and where he should be.
Pete, you've been around the game a long time, and there's been a lot of progress made in the fitness aspect and sports science. You must find it frustrating as a coach to look at these players, how good a shape they're in, and the amount of injuries that mount up. It's like, I was an old school hockey player, and I always said you can't pull a fat muscle. It's not happening. But these guys are so well conditioned, to see so many go down at one time, it must be frustrating.
It is frustrating. Certainly, a couple of years ago, we didn't have that issue. We were relatively, injury free in that rotation, and it was obviously paid dividends. But it's just what you have to deal with, and obviously there are a lot of things that these players have nowadays from a strength conditioning component, nutrition, everything else, and it's there for them, and obviously it's going to make them better. But still, there are injuries in baseball, and it's just it's something you got to deal with, and you can't really, sometimes it's hard to pinpoint why and where it happened or where it went wrong. But the main thing is we got to find a way to get through it and get these guys back, get Stroman back soon and Garcia back soon and pitching up to their capabilities, feeling good. It's tough enough to compete at the major league level when you're 100%. So when you're 80-90% scuffling through something, it's not easy, and especially when you go through a little bit of a struggle, it's magnified. So we need these guys. We need them to win, no doubt. The other guy's going to pick up the slack in the meantime, the Biagini's and Gaviglio tomorrow as well, and we need them to step up. And that's professional sports. It gives sometimes somebody has a little bit of a blip or an injury, and it gives somebody else an opportunity to step up and show what they can do. So we're expecting those guys to get in there and to give us us an opportunity to win a ball game.
Jays and A's play game two of a four-game series down at the Dome tonight. Blue Jays pitching coach Pete Walker with us on Overdrive.
Pete, you mentioned that Marcus Stroman obviously hasn't had the start that he's envisioned, and you know he's battling an injury right now. A lot of it, when you look at your role, obviously you go over video, you go over mechanics. Sure. As a pitching coach, do you have to go through the mental aspect as well with your pitchers?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, you touch on just about every aspect of the game, and obviously the mental part of baseball is huge, any sport as well. So, you know, you look at some mechanical things that could be affecting performance, but also, you know, trying to stay positive and have a good game plan and be able to handle adversity and all those things. And that's what you do in this game. And over time, you learn how to deal with it. As coaches, we've certainly been through it, so you try to pass that knowledge along, and sometimes players have to go through it themselves in order to really truly understand it. And you know, so you can, it's like preaching to the choir sometimes. You know what you say, and they hear it, but until they live it, they don't quite understand it. And so, you know, it's just one of those things. It's what we do as coaches, and year in and year out. And you know, but the main thing is, you know, the physical part of the game. You know, you want to get these guys feeling good, and it certainly makes everything else much easier to handle those tougher situations.
Pete, our buddy Steve Phillips is doing a piece on SportsCenter tonight, and he's outlining some examples of ways that Marcus's mechanics have changed just a little bit, at least to his eye, identifying that on video. My question for you is more to do with the reason why. Is that Marcus getting out of his delivery? And you know, he likes to fiddle around with different leg kicks and different, the quick pitch and all that. Or is there a physical issue here? And are you worried that it could be a while?
Yeah, no, I hope it's not a while. I don't think it will be a while. I mean, he wasn't 100%, that's for sure, but it wasn't far off. You know, but his slot certainly has changed. You know, he's underneath the ball a little bit more at times. He's fighting his delivery, trying to get a little more flow in his delivery. You know, we change his glove and trying to get a little bit more momentum out of it. So it's certainly, you know, sometimes the physical can lead to some mechanical adjustments and changes, and you don't want that. Or, you know, you want to get back to the form that he had last year. But sometimes the body won't let you. So, you know, hopefully this break gets that shoulder inflammation completely out of there. We can get back to that good release point, the good delivery, his timing, all those things tend to fall back into place. But certainly, you know, the arm issue, a little bit of the shoulder issue there, affected his delivery and got him into a difficult position. So, you know, that's where we're at. We acknowledged it. He acknowledged it, and he's getting some treatment right now, and we're hopeful that he'll be back and back to the old Marcus Stroman. That's what I anticipate anyway.
Pete, we know that Roberto Osuna's having a legal issue right now, and there's no sense of when he may return to the team.
Sure.
So you have to move on, at least for the time being, without him. How do you go about doing that? Does somebody earn the ninth inning role with repeated strong performances, or is it just kind of match it up as it goes?
Well, match it up as it goes, but certainly Clifford's been strong. He's handled that position before. He's certainly the guy that we've gone to a few different times in as soon as absence. You know, Ryan Teperica certainly pitched that ninth inning. John Axford's been an incredible, pleasant surprise, I guess, based on his year last year and what he's done this year and a couple of adjustments that he's made. So we have some guys that are certainly capable of pitching the ninth inning, but it's a matter of getting there. And so if we need to use Clipper in the seventh or the eighth in a key situation or Tepera in that inning, we'll do the same. So I think it's a little bit of matchup. Ideally, you know, you get a guy like Clipper who has experience and can pitch that ninth inning would be ideal. But seriously, the way that bullpen's responded this year and the numbers they put up and you know, we could go with just about any one of those guys and feel pretty good about it. So it's been a luxury. Like I said, the front office did a great job bringing in those guys in, especially late in camp. And it's been a definite shot in the arm for the staff. And you know, they've all done a fantastic job down there holding the fort.
Yeah. And well, I think of your 22 wins, the bullpen has 11 of them, which is reflective not only of how they've pitched, but the fact that sometimes it seems like a lot. The offense comes to light late in ball games, right?
Correct.
You know?
Yeah. We've scored some runs late in games, especially early. We were winning a lot of games late, and you know, we got to continue to do that. But obviously, you know, getting off to a better start with our starting pitchers and putting up a few zeros early and getting a few runs on the board makes life a lot easier for us.
What are and this is a bigger picture question, Pete, that isn't necessarily specific to the Blue Jays, but if we're sitting around and having a conversation about pitching 10, 15 years from now,
sure.
what do you think we're talking about? Are we getting to a point here where a sixth starter is going to get into a rotation? Are we going to get to a point where it's kind of 80 pitches, five innings, and two times through the order for a starter? Like, where do you think we're going with all this?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like that's the direction we're going, certainly. When you look at games and how they're played, how they're managed, the bullpens, the way they're being built, starters are limited, pitch counts and innings. You know, the third time through the order, obviously, the numbers start getting inflated across the board in Major League Baseball for starting pitchers, the average starting pitchers anyway. You know, the elite guys seem to be able to get through that third time through or fourth time through. But certainly, I mean, that seems to be the direction from an analytical standpoint, a statistical standpoint. It makes sense. It's not something that's crazy. It seems evident, you know, if you look at it. But, you know, I don't love it, to be honest with you. You know, I love those starters to get into this at least the sixth, the seventh, the eighth inning on a nightly basis. I think it preserves your bullpen over the course of a season. It keeps those guys strong. They're fresh. I think, you know, the more the bullpen throws earlier in the year, the tougher it's going to be later in the season when you look at workloads and their effectiveness. So, you know, ideally, those starters need to get through that third time through. I think realistically, to have a great opportunity late in the season, into the postseason.
Is velocity king, or could guys in college who throw 87, 88, 89 on their fastball still get drafted down the road? You know what I mean, right?
Yeah, I mean, velocity, obviously, it seems to be a big part of the game. And, you know, more bullpens are loaded down. You see guys coming out, the low guy in the totem pole is 95 in a lot of bullpens. So you see 97, 98, 99, 100s. It's not uncommon to see that with just about every team that comes into town. So certainly velocity is big. Being able to spin the baseball is extremely important. You know, I missed the last start of pitching, you know, corner to corner, working the edges, changing speeds, you know, the 88 mile an hour sinker, but you don't see that too often anymore. Definitely velocity is a big part of the game. It's, you know, you can pitch up in the zone and certainly get out to the top part of the zone now, where it's with the launch angles and the guys trying to get underneath the baseball to lift it. So it's a little bit of a different philosophy from a hitting standpoint. So pitchers with velo that can pitch up in the zone can certainly be very effective. And especially late in the ballgame.
What's the reaction been to these new rules limiting any kind of mound visit to like six? Do people care?
No, I don't think it's made a huge impact. I do think it's changed the way maybe catchers and infielders approach a quick visit. But it really hasn't impacted us as far as being caught late in the game with one or none left. We seem to preserve them. If I have to make a trip, or Gibby or Russ or Luke, obviously we'll make it early in the game, but we try to be efficient with them and not just, you know, not a wasted trip. For it has to have a purpose, whether we're buying time for a reliever, you know, really need to address something with a pitcher. And I think it's made a difference, you know, as far as that, from that standpoint, but it hasn't affected us, so to speak.
Pete, thanks for your time. We'll catch up soon. Yeah. Always appreciate it.
Thanks, you got Pete. It, guys. Take care.
We'll Pitching see. Coach of the Blue Jays, Pete Walker, joining us on the Maple Toyota Hotline. Maple Toyota takes away the fears of buying a pre-owned vehicle by sharing service history, lien history, and accident history. Visit MapleToyota.com.